Day 12, December 11th. Today's reflection is based on Amos chapter 9, verses 1 through 10, and was written by the Reverend Dr. Gloria Renee Bland, class of 2024. My little brother wrote a song, the lyrics of which I believe speak to this time in the life of the church. This is my season of Advent. Watching and waiting, anticipating what God will do. After my season of Advent, I'm coming forth then, stronger and better. Lord of my Advent, come. Each of us struggles with the effect of free will on humanity. It would be wonderful if everyone demonstrated unconditional love for one another, yet because we are human, we can find ourselves following our own selfish desires, sometimes at the expense of others. It makes you wonder, where is God, as we experience calamities? The prophet Amos reminds us troubles are inevitable. He declares God will eventually address the adversaries in our lives. Then in verse 7, he speaks of God's love for God's people, from Ethiopia to Palestine. In the season of Advent, as we watch, wait, and anticipate what God will do within us, our families, our communities, our country, and globally, I encourage you to take the posture spoken in the words of the song. It is like my little sister and brother on Christmas Eve, running around the house, anticipating what would be under the tree. They operated out of a spirit of expectation, of seeing the fulfillment of their Christmas lists the next morning. It is the same anticipation the world experienced while awaiting the promised birth of the Messiah, knowing his arrival would give a renewed hope for change and transformation. He showed us a level of unconditional love for humanity, which we can seek to reignite today. What a wonderful gift this will be to the world. Today's prayer. Creator of all, we seek and anticipate what you will do in our lives. Give us the courage to actively position ourselves for your fulfilled promises. Give us the strength to live in hope, knowing your love will carry us through the ebbs and flows of our lives. Amen.